In every hero shooter, the enemies are too spongy, the gunplay sucks, the characters are unbalanced, and teamwork only gets done if you have friends, so that's out the window. But if they're all equally shit, what makes one succeed above the other?
The roster!
In the hero shooter genre, the game with the best roster gets the most fan projects, which means the most free marketing. It's just like Frank Sherbert said in Coom Messiah, he who controls the fan projects controls the microtransactions. Did you really think this was all about merit? Come on. Overwatch has been dominating in spite of its own shitty self for the last decade. And all they had to do is throw some cake at the dogs, look the other way, and profit. Battleborn and Overwatch are two hero shooters that came out on the same day. Have you ever even heard of Battleborn? Exactly. Don't answer. Exactly. I'm right. You're wrong. Exactly, because you never scrolled by it on the hub. When Sony tried knocking off Overwatch, they forgot the secret ingredient. They thought the king of comorbidities was gonna bring people in. And now Dawes, ginormous ass is 6 feet and 600 pounds below, keeping those worms big as hell. Whereas Paladin's limping along at over triple Concord's peak players 8 years after their release. And I'll give you one guess why. Good roster, fan projects, profit. As for me personally, I've never played Paladins in my life, but I've seen it. Oh boy, have I seen it.